Esther. 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 E-S-T-H-E-R. Back in the Old Testament, one of the greatest books in the Old Testament, in my opinion. I love the book of Esther. I just recently read it. And as I did, this scripture jumped out at me and got a hold of my heart, and I want to give it to you tonight. Yep, just a little bit on this one, Mike. I've been getting letters and phone calls and stuff like that about our radio program and people wanting them. Just a little, brother. And it is a lot of response. Lordy mercy. A lot of response. That fella called me the other day from way over past Asheville. And like I told you this morning, he said, we turn the radio on when you come on, we turn it off when you go off. He said, one of the stations over there, they ain't a whole lot of good on there. But he said, it's coming in loud and clear. Weaverville, over in Weaverville. So praise the Lord for that. And I hope that you're listening tonight, because I'm going to give you a little thought the Lord gave me. I do not even have an outline tonight, just a thought in the verse. And I'm not going to say a whole lot, but I do believe it's what's on my heart. So listen, it's always seemed like better when it's a little spontaneous like this. Esther chapter 8. They had just seen that wicked man, Haman, hanged on his own gallows that he had built for Mordecai the Jew. If you know anything about the book of Esther, you know old Haman hated the Jews. He represents Hitler. He represents modern day people, liberals and stuff, who hate Jews. That's called anti-Semitic. Shem. That's Jewish. There's three races in the world. There's not red and yellow, black, white, they're oppressed any side. We're all dogs any side. There is white, brown, and black. Jews are brown skin. Shemitic, Shem. Jew, Chinese, Japanese, Indians, all those people that are dark skinned with straight black hair are Semitic. Semitic. They're kin to each other. And the world can't figure that out, but it's very simple. Noah had three boys got out of that ark, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and all three, everybody in the world came them three boys. And you can trace it. All you got to do is look in the Bible. Japheth, that's where my family come from, went up to Europe and became the father of a light skin, light colored hair, and light colored eyes. That's pure Japheth. Japheth, that's where he come from. And then Ham, the Bible said, went south, went into Africa. That's where the black skin race come from. Black, brown, and white. Three continents, three boys, three races. Easy to figure out. Easy to figure out. It's right in the Bible. And the reason the world can't figure that out is because if they're determined to erase all the differences. And God put us on three different continents for some reason. And God did that. And God is not a racist. If God preferred one race over the other races, it wouldn't be the white man. It would be the brown man. He favored that Jewish race. Amen? So if there is a superior race, it ain't white and it ain't black. It's brown. And that was God's chosen earthly people. That does not mean he loves one group more than he loves another group. That does not mean, that just means those were his chosen people because of Abraham's faith in him. Well, anyway, they were anti-Semitic. They hated the Jews. They wanted all Jews wiped off the face of the earth. Much like some of the crowd in the world tonight does. Just like it. So they had this man kill Haman, and it backfired on him. And every effort to wipe out the Jews in the Bible backfired on the person or people who were trying to cause the Jews death. You fight against them Jews, you're asking for God to fight against you. Oh, Ed McAfee used to say, when we take sides against Israel, we're signing our death warrant in America. Now you watch the news, and if you're listening, you can pick up little things where our politicians are siding more and more against Israel. You're not supposed to side against Israel. When there's a controversy, we side with Israel. One of the reasons God has blessed America, because we've sided up with Israel. Not in Afghanistan Not in with Saudi Arabia, not with people just because we're scared of them, afraid they'll bomb us. We're to side prophetically and scripturally with the Jew. And God, he said, I'll bless them that bless you, and I'll curse them that curse you. When I'm shopping at Christmas time in the mall, and I meet one of these people in the mall, and they said, are you to your fingernails done? I said, no, I don't want my fingernails done. I'm a man. I say that. That's what I tell them. And I say, where are you from? And they say, I'm from Israel. And I put my hand on their shoulder, and I say, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. And they look at me kind of funny, and I say, I'm a Christian. And God said, if I bless you, he'll bless me. And God said, and they said, oh yeah. I said, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. They say, well, I'm Jewish. And I say, but I believe in Jesus. And they say, but I'm Jewish. And I say, Jesus was a Jew. And they say, oh yeah, he was, wasn't he? Oh yeah. I can't talk like him. I sound more Mexican than Jewish. But anyway, I tell you what, I'm going to bless them. I'm going to bless them. I'm going to bless them. Because the Lord said, if you bless them, he'll bless you. And if you curse them, he'll curse you. That goes for the individual. That goes for the nation. That's what God's all. You know why white people hate Jews? Because white people love money, and Jews can make money. Yeah. They know how to do it. Yeah. You can sit around on the corner, and not even come back and own a department store. That's right, brother. There's a lot of other things I could say right now, but you're not able to bear it. And that's the truth. I mean, you get into a lot of stuff like that. It causes a war when you start telling what the Bible says about stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you something this evening. I want you to look here what happened after the Jews' enemy was dead. And look at this scripture. I love this scripture. Verse number 16. Let's go ahead and look at 15. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white. What about that? And with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. Now look at this, verse 16. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. A good day. And look at here, what happened? And many of the people of the land became Jews. They weren't born Jews, but they converted. And they said, hey, yeah, we want to be what you are. We want to be a Jew. And for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. You know what happened? They were so right with God, them people said, man, I'm scared of them people. Anybody fights against them, God does something to them. I want to be one of them. I want to preach on that good day. Have a good day. You know what? I'd rather have what this scripture says here tonight than to have Marilyn Mansion's Marilyn Monroe. Out in Hollywood, she's got one. I'd rather have what this said here. Wouldn't you? Let me ask you something. Would you rather be in Paris Hilton shoes and have millions and millions and millions of dollars, but trying to shoot up new coat and trying to get off coat and going here and trying to rehab all that Lindsay Lohan all, and miserable in lawsuits and stuff? Or would you rather have joy and gladness and feast and a good day? That's what they want. That's what they want. And the Jews have that. Now, if you get it with $1 million, praise God, that's an extra bonus. You know what everybody in here really wants? You want light and honor and joy and a feast and a good day. That's what you want. Ain't that what everybody says? Have a good day. Will you have a good one? Have a good one. Hey, buddy, have a good one. We sort of shortened it to redneck language to have a good one. But that means have a good day. Where'd that come from? Out of the Bible. Have a good day. Boy, I like it when I have a good day. I've had some good days, and I've had some bad days. And I thank God they had some good ones here. You want to have a good day? I tell you how you can have a good day tomorrow. Amen. Look what the Bible said. The Bible said here that they had light. The Jews had light. You know, that's not talking about candles. That's not talking about lights like that right there. I mean, everybody had the sun. People loved the Jews, had the sun shining on them. But they had light. They had understanding. You know, it's a great blessing to understand the times and know where we are and know what's going on in this world. That's a tremendous blessing. We take it for granted because we hear it, Christian. I mean, I turn on the TV and I listen to Jack Van Impey and Hal Lindsey and all them guys, and they're decent. They're decent. Owns the property. They got the Bible on that stuff. But they hit it right about two-thirds of the time. And it's good to know when you turn them stations on there that we have light. We have light. You say, I don't understand what you're talking about, preacher. Well, when I got saved, I didn't know why things are the way they are. I didn't know why the world was messed up like it is. I didn't understand why little babies had got sick and had to go have surgery and why they were born deformed and stuff. That didn't make no sense to me. And as I began to read the Bible and go to church and everything, things started making sense. And God started shedding light. The Bible will shed light inside your heart. It light comes in. Give you an example. I've been doing a little bit of studies. Y'all know. Besides studying the Bible, I study a few other things. I don't have hobbies like a lot of preachers. No, I don't hunt. I don't fish. I play ball once in a while. That's it. And other than that, I don't care a whole lot about doing a whole lot of the stuff. But I do study prophecy, and I study the signs of the times, and the Antichrist coming in the future, and UFOs, and all of this stuff, how it fits into the front. And I believe that. Matter of fact, I know it. And if you don't understand that, you need some light shed on you. And I was watching a video the other day, and I'd love for Mr. T to find it for me, maybe make us a copy of it sometime. And these archaeologists have just in the last few years been going over to these other countries. And they've been going to these other countries and making all kinds of discoveries. And there's some weird places that they're discovering in Peru and South America. And I can't remember the name in your life when I said it, but it sounded like Punatuco or something like that. Some weird, crazy places, the ancient city of Punataco or something. And where the Mayans and the Indians and Peruvians or whatever they are live up in these mountains. And they have discovered, they've been digging it out just in the last few years, there's cities up there that are built with these gigantic blocks. And I'm telling you, big blocks. Like the pyramid. You know that they say the Great Pyramid over there in Egypt, there's enough stone in that thing to build something unbelievable, like 90 Empire State Buildings. That thing is unbelievable. And they still don't know how they got that thing built. Scientists have no clue. They've had all kinds of theories, and I know you've seen the Discovery Channel and Documentary Channel and all that stuff where they have millions of slaves, and they build it up so high, and they build sand up to here, and they roll them big blocks. I'm going to tell you something, brother. That thing is setting dead north, south, east, and west. The Great Pyramid only has sunk about that far in 6,000 years, and every gigantic building settles over like an inch a year, no matter what they build it on, almost. And that Great Pyramid is lined up with the planets perfect. And if you took all the landmass in the whole world and put it on a flat map and drew an X right in the middle of it, that thing's sitting right smack in the middle of the landmass of the world. And it's got all these things, all these little secret passageways pointing toward this star and that star. That's a weird thing. I'm going to preach on one of these days. The Great Pyramid over there in Egypt. If you were flying over it in an airplane, it looked like three big X's down there. So X, X, X. Marks the spot. And with those pyramids, they look like that from on top. Well, they got over there in Punatuco or Tucupano or somewhere like that. And I'm going to cuss, but I don't watch it there. But anyway, they got over there and they started digging. And they found these cities. And these cities had blocks in them. And I kid you not, some of these blocks are as big almost as our sign out yonder. And they've been there 10,000 years. And they built walls. There are rocks. Imagine these rocks right here, that being as big as that whole wall right there. That rock right there. And they put them in there, and they are cut and shaped. Somebody cut them things. There were no wheels. That was before the invention of the wheel. And lo and behold, they took them from one mountain. They found where they'd been cut out of a mountain. And down through a canyon, across a river, and up another mountain and built the temple. And the rocks are some of them look like a pillar. They're square like this, and then the end goes like that one right there. Let me show you. This, see that rock right here? That's the way some of them's cut. They're square here and go down like that, and then angle like that, which means that one's got to have an angle to make them fit. And they said, we cannot figure out. They said some of them rocks weigh 100 tons. And the archaeologists are baffled. They say, we have no idea how those people got these rocks up this mountain. They say, we would have an extremely difficult time today doing this. They said, we don't even know if our equipment today could lift a 100-ton rock and take it up a mountain where there's no roads and jagged edges. How'd they do it? And they say, it's a mystery. And you know what they think? They think there was an ancient civilization that had access to tools and stuff that we don't know about. And the archaeologist said, I want you to know that these things, they might have had levitation. He said, I think that they had something. He said they had something to make those things move. Y'all have no idea what this is like. You have no idea. Most of you people, you have no clue. You have no clue how much patience I've got. But anyway, they said they made them things float. They said there's no way they could get them up there. Todd, they do grading work. What, can y'all move a hundred ton rock? Say yes or no. Huh? They can't do it nowadays. Don't they got them big old things now, like big pans and stuff that can not upside a mountain, knock down one and cut it. You know what they're made out of? Granite, brother. They said you'd have to have a diamond tip saw to cut the things. You say, well, Brother Danny, what do you think? I got light. We got light. And you know, I said, now what's in that thing? He said, no, dummy. The Bible says, he said, we have no idea how these ancient people, he said, they had to have saws to cut these things. He said, them things, they're sawed. I'm telling you, they're as smooth as that pulpit. They're on one side of them, they're as smooth as that right there. Some of them are the size of a railway car. Get on line. Look up. Have you ever read in your Bible all the times it mentions great stones and they built with these great stones? It's all the way through the Old Testament. And you know, I begin to study that and I begin to look at it. Let me try this blue one over here, Brother Mike. And I'll tell you, I feel like I'm chained up or something or other. But listen, you know what they said? They said we can't do it. Some of them are, you wouldn't believe how they're cut. They said you can't get a piece of paper in between them. They're fit together so tight. So tight. And walls and tons. Why'd they do that? And if they did do it, how did they do it? And if they did it, why did they do it? It would have took no time. They said it took millions of slaves, hundreds of years to do it. I sat there saying, no, y'all. You don't know what you're talking about. And then you know what he said? He said they levitated them. They had to have levitated these stones. There's no way they could have got them people up there with no machinery, no backhoe, no pans, no bulldozers, no roads, no wheels. How did they get them things up that mountain like that and then stack them and cut them exactly right? Well, if you know the Bible, you know there's plenty of ways they could do it. In Genesis chapter 6, the Bible said the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they come into them. Now, these sons of God back there in the Old Testament are not normal people. The sons of God shouted for joy when God laid the foundation of the earth. So there was some kind of supernatural, more than just regular human, and their offspring were giants. That's in Genesis chapter 6. And the Bible said there were giants in the earth in those days. And those, some of them were as high as possibly 30 feet tall. They have found skeletons. If you don't believe it, you got access to the internet. You can look it up. Look up giant skeletons. They have found
giant skeletons as high as this ceiling here of men skeletons. You say, well, brother, how come they're not in the Smithsonian? Because it teaches against evolution, and the world won't acknowledge anything that's against evolution. It goes against it. If man used to be big and got littler, that shoots the fire out of evolution. And brother, the truth is suppressed. I know how they got them rocks up there. You take a bunch of 30-foot men, they can move some rocks, brother. I mean, them guys make a wheelbarrow, brother. I mean, big as this choir, and roll them up through there. And not only that, but superhumans from that are spiritual beings, fallen angels, demonic spirits, aliens, if you will, put their hand. That's where the cutting come from. That's where the technology comes from. That's where the technology comes from the pyramid. You ever seen these shows? They've been here before. Hollywood's got it closer than the archaeologists do. Hollywood makes it a science fiction, but a lot of that stuff's true. Steven Spielberg's mind is influenced by demonic spirits. He don't even know where that stuff come from. All that Independence Day and all that stuff. A lot of that stuff's true, brother. You know what we got? We got light. And you know what he said? He said this. I about shouted. This was 1 o'clock in the morning. I was watching this video. He said, there's something strange. He said, it seems like the work was called off. He said, right in the middle of it, we found a lot of these stones still up here, and they're cut, but they were never moved. They're just laying there. He said, we can't figure this out. It seems like this great work was going on, and something happened that just stopped this whole civilization. I was sitting there saying, duh! The flood came, and that's why God sent it, to drown them giants. Now, some of them tasted their seed, still made it and come out on the other side, but they drowned in the flood. That's what happened to dinosaurs. It's too big to get in the ark. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, brother. Listen, you know what? Them giants made them things. I believe the giants, with the help of aliens, made the pyramids. There's no explanation. They couldn't do that today with architects and scientists. We've got light. I was sitting there thinking, you nut. The Bible said there were giants in the earth in those days. They built these great cities to false gods. God said, I've had it up to here. God said, I'll wipe it out. He sent the flood. That's why they were buried under half a mile of sand. And you archaeologists have to dig down there and discover them. That's why the work ceased abruptly. That's why the whole civilization just stopped work all at once. The flood. You know what they find? They find this rock strata. And this rock strata is this million years old. And this rock strata is 8 million years old. And this rock strata is 5 million years old. And this rock strata is 2 million years old. And a tree stuck right down through every one of them. Same tree. That means all that was happened at the same time. And the tree's upside down. You say, well, Brother Danny, science can't figure that out. No, but we got light. We got light. There was a flood. Watch those Kent Hovind videos. You'll have light that the world don't have. You'll know stuff. Listen, because of their blind following of evolution, they refuse the light, and God leaves them in darkness. But thank God we got light on that kind of stuff. Are you saying you know something that scientists don't know? Absolutely. They refuse to honor God, and they have no light. You say, surely you don't really believe that. Well, you tell me how them big rocks got up there, Smarty Pants. If a giant didn't do it, who did? We got light. We understand the times. When the world sees old Warren Jeffs, ain't that a pitiful thing? Ain't that a pitiful thing? Lord, that's sickening. And you know what they're going to do. They say, see there how them cults are. We ought to investigate all these churches. Oh, Warren Jeffs, the pervert. He had 79 wives and all that. And you know, that old boy, he thought the Bible taught that. He's ignorant and he is a pervert. And he ought to go to prison. But he got his wrong teaching messed up right out of the Word of God. Casey Anthony said she read her Bible all day. I wonder if she's reading it now. She read it all day when she first got locked up. I'd like to see her really get right with God and go around and give her testimony, wouldn't you? Wouldn't that be a blessing? I mean, and start a daycare, and Nancy Grace put her kids in it. That'll be the blessed day, won't it? Amen. Casey Anthony runs a daycare, and Nancy Grace puts little Dave, Lucy and John David or whoever he is in there. We got light, people. We got light. We got joy. We got gladness. You know, I noticed a word. When I first got saved and I started going to revivals, I'd hear, and you know, I ain't got no outline tonight. I'm just going to talk to you for a minute. I used to hear people get up, and they're these old ladies up there. I remember Sister Gusty Branch up there in Marion. I saw her the other night in revival. I went up here, heard this preacher preach I've been wanting to hear up here at Faith Baptist the other night. Old Bob, what's his name? I went up there to hear him the other night. And I tell you what, I seen old Gusty, bless her heart, I remember her shouting the house down when I first got saved. What, she'd go there and boy, she'd do like that, you know. And, woo! I mean, she'd shout all over the church. And you know, she'd stand up and say, I'm so glad! I'm so glad! And I'd been out in sin, I just got saved. And that word glad, I never did hear that out in sin. I'd hear somebody say fun, kicks, thrills, wow, excited. But I never heard nobody say glad. You go out to a bar, you go out there anywhere in the world, you'll never hear them say glad. They always say, man, this is cool. Man, this is hot. I'm having fun. Woo! They always say fun, but very few people say, I'm glad. The Bible said they were glad. I'm glad. I'm just glad. Isn't it good to be glad? I'm glad. I'm glad. Amen. I'm glad. I'm glad. Amen. I'm glad. I'm glad. Glad is a good word. The Jews were glad.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen. We have joy. Joy is different from thrills. Joy is different from fun. Joy is something that don't depend on circumstances. You say, I'm happy. What's that word made from? Happy. Happenings. Happenings. What's happening around you? People say, I'm happy. You got to make things around you be fine before you're happy. Joy comes from down here, even when there ain't nothing out here good. We can have joy. I'm glad we can have joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Buddy, sometimes it don't happen too much, but it does happen every now and then. I get to think about, I am not going to burn in hell. I am not going to burn in hell. I'm saved. I'm going to walk on Gold Street. And it just starts bubbling. That's joy. That's joy. I remember when we had Mom's funeral. And I walked up here and looked at her for the last time. Right there. I saw Mom's face for the last time. That Bible said, we don't sorrow not as others who have no hope. And I looked down, and deep down inside, I said, Mom, that grave ain't going to keep you. Ain't going to keep you. We put you in there, but it ain't going to keep you. You're coming back. And it was just a little joy. Joy. When you can feel good at a funeral, you understand what joy is. It ain't got nothing to do with, well, who's there and what music's playing and what we got to eat and what we drinking and stuff. Joy comes from down on the inside of you. Talking about giving. Talking about feasting. We like to feast, don't we? Man, the Jews had a feast. Boy, I tell you what. We had one today. I like to go to where they have a feast. That's why I like to go to a buffet. That's a feast, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. The Golden Corral. I mean, shrimp, ham, chicken, steak, roast beef. Salad, dessert, ice cream. That's a feast. I don't get a home cooked meal. I cooked, I did cook this week. I hardly ever cook. I cooked Mexican food the other day and ate it. And it's good. It's good. And I fixed hamburger on the grill one day and it was good. But I don't ever get a home cooked meal. Hint, hint. Bunch of hypocrites. I don't ever get a home cooked meal. Ever. 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 I don't remember the last time I ate a home. I'm talking about the way Linda Houck always used to fix them. I mean, when mom passed away, y'all fixed one. Buddy, that was good. Really, I'm not hinting. I've got plenty to eat. But a home cooked meal is when you have corn and country style steak and gravy and mashed potatoes made out of real potatoes. Man, my neighbor came up to me the a few months ago, and he said, Danny, can I have that little spot of land down there? It's my land. Put me a garden on. I said, if you'll give me some of that corn and tomatoes, you can. And I would let him anyway. He's an old hippie boy. Man, he got I come home the other day, and there's a big bag of corn hanging on my back behind my back door. I noticed from him. I took it in there, buddy, and I put hot water on the stove. And I boil that stuff. And I, listen, Mom told me, she said, put your hot water on there and boil it 20 minutes. That's what she said. 17, I think she said. And I boiled it about 25 minutes because it's, and I'm telling you, brother, I loaded that stuff with butter and salt. And I just had a little bit of turkey. And I ate like four big ears of that. I got sick as a dog. It was pure butter. I felt like my belly was full of butter. I ate a half a thing of butter. I had a feast, amen. I had a feast. I tell you, brother, I had ice cream. I went and bought me some the other day. That Häagen-Dazs ice cream, that's the best stuff you ever put in your mouth. You think Breyer's ice cream good? It ain't even got no flavor compared to that Häagen-Dazs. You get some German made, and you buy it and let it melt now for about 30 minutes before you eat it. If ice cream's real hard, it ain't got no flavor. The more it melts, the more flavor it's got. And buddy, I tell you, many a time I go off somewhere to preach, and on the way back to where I'm staying, I'm looking for a grocery store. Oh, there's one right over there. They'll have Piggly Wiggly or something, and I'll Food Line or something, and I'll go in there and get me a thing of that stuff, a cup of it, about that much, about $4. And I go buy it and take me a Pepsi and in my motel room and put it in that. I have a feast. Amen. I like it. I like to eat. I'm telling you, eating is good. Ain't it really? Ain't it really? I mean, you hear people say, we're going to eat. Yeah, I'll be there. I mean, we like to eat, brother. And the Jews had a feast. You say, well, how you stayed little? Well, I wait a long time before I eat again. But I'm telling you, I can hold my own. They had feast and a good day. And you know what happened? Many people became Jews because of that. If we was happy and glad and had feast and had light and knew why the world's a mess it's in, we'd see people get saved. You know why people don't get saved? They look at Christians and we ain't got no more answers than they do. We're about ready to blow our brains out. We're having to go to marriage counselor. We're depressed. You got anything I can take today? To the sinners. Got any pills? What's it for? I don't care. Just give me a pill. There's people will take anything if it looks like a pill. Really, I'm telling you the truth. That's sad. People, a pill. We's over cleaning out my Chris's junk before, and some of them kids, I'm like, pills, what is it? The kids were looking at them like, ooh, pills. I look at them like, throw that junk away. Yeah. They look at them like, wow, we found money. Our generation loves pills. The old pill bellies is what we are. Yes, sir. I tell you something, make up your mind, you're going to say, hey, ain't no wonder people don't want to become Christians. We're as bad off as they are in a lot of ways. We have light and honor and gladness and a big feast. They'll be wanting to become Christians. I don't know about you, but I want to have a good day. Good day. All right, let's stand. Let's stand by our heads for prayer tonight. Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Let's just sing some little song, Brother Jason. Don't have to be an invitation song, happy song, something like that. We'll have gladness here tonight. Amen. If you want to come and pray, you can, but let's just ask the Lord. Bookstore's going to be open. We're going to have a Bible school meeting. Don't nobody be in a hurry. Amen. Father, help us tonight. Help us to have light and honor and gladness and joy and a feast and a good day. Bless our Bible school this week. Let it be wonderful, Lord. Save lost souls, save kids, boys and girls, mamas and daddies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing something. What